number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We're down here at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. We literally have not been down here for like a month between Victory Mondays and holidays and all that stuff. And our buddy Rob Ninkovich is with us after no sleep.
A little bit.
Got up early in the morning yesterday.
Yeah.
Hopped on a plane to Chicago.
Yep.
Was there for the big game and the reaction of the fans afterwards.
Did some tailgating. It was fun.
There you go. Nice. You know? A lot of Goose Islands.
You were drinking? Those ultras, man. I was staying light.
There you go.
But, and you know,
got to see how the Chicago sausages going, the bratwurst there on the grill.
Got to see how the fans handled defeat in a classy manner.
Oh, man, yeah, sure. Was it bad. The best part was Eagles were in a section, Bears obviously everywhere, fans, and they would go back and forth as the score would change, and the guys would like be, the Eagles fans are pretty
cutthroat,
aggressive.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know? And I was just standing there, like, smiling. Like, what? Really? Like,
I'm not a part of either.
Are you guys really going to fight about this? This is just, this is silly.
I remember vividly the Super Bowl in Jacksonville against the Eagles. And Eagles fans wanted to fight you on the way into the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not after they'd lost.
Like, I could fight it.
No,
first.
On your way in,
warm
they
up
were
with
trying
a nice
to
fight
you.
If I could, I mean, if you were in Philly and, you know, you weren't going to get, like, completely destroyed by, like, a mob of people, you could just knock a couple out if you had to.
Just sure.
You know, as long as I didn't get sued.
Well, maybe you could. I don't think I'd have much luck.
You got to do the boxing. I, you know, I box every Wednesday, Saturday.
There you go.
But I don't get
Take
hit.
It to Sunday.
Just mitts. Just mitts. You just do the mitts. You don't want to get hit in the head.
Mitts.
I've already had too many hits.
Yeah, that's smart.
I just do mitts. I do cardio. Yeah. Try and keep lean so I don't look like, you know, melted candle.
Do you go mouthpiece in just in
no
case?
Mouthpiece.
No mouthpiece.
I don't need a mouthpiece. If anything touches my face,
you're done.
Stop. I'm done.
There was a good fight in the Ravens stands.
Ooh,
that was making the rounds
that.
Around Twitter. One guy went like three, four rows down. Like
he was. That was way up. In
that
the
was bad.
Whenever you're up there, you could just tumble right off that thing.
That's
all the way down.
Like, that's like, devastating. Forget getting punched in the face. It's going down those hard steps.
I don't get that. Like, hey, I'm going to a football game.
Wanna fight?
Oh, look, I have handcuffs and now I'm arrested.
Mm.
Why? Over the game?
They may have been overserved, is my guess.
Probably
Good bet. I'm guessing most cases
overserved. Definitely overserved. But, like, the guys, you know, that I was with, they were, like, crushed. They're, like, they're a whole... I'm like, dude, I know this is really bad. They're probably really upset. You know, the guys are upset they lost.
Sure.
But, you know, they're going to go...
Move on.
You know, they're moving on.
Like, you guys got to
move on.
It's a big deal, but it's all right.
You know, my one buddy's like, I got to listen to the radio all day tomorrow. You know, he's an electrician. Well, I'm doing wiring, and people are going to be negative. And it's
do you
like,
think?
Yeah, most
like,
likely.
Yeah, this is Chicago.
Goes.
What do you think about when Cutler was there? That guy was getting murdered.
I bet.
So we were talking to Rob about, you know, Josh Gordon, the experiment that failed because he couldn't, you know, keep it on the straight and narrow. I brought up the whole Antonio Brown thing. Not that that would ever happen here.
It's not going to. They wouldn't trade
No, I understand. But but my point here is the cliche is, oh, the Patriots have got leaders. They can handle all of this stuff. How much of that do you want to put on those leaders? You know, and let's just say somehow Antonio Brown ended up here. So now Tom Brady's going, hey, come on, don't do that. You know, come on, don't Facebook Live Bill Belichick's post-game.
But don't you think he would rather deal with that than not have, like, playmakers? Like, I think you got to get him some skilled guys. Like, you look at what Drew Brees is doing.
You got to think about before the season. I mean, he had, like, if you look at the playmaker, I mean, Gronk, he's had a down year. But
I think that's the biggest thing.
You think Gronk, you know, last year to this year, but, you know, just take away – this whole season, coming into the year, you're like, they got a lot of playmakers. You know, you think about roster. No,
I thought Gronk. I agree with you on Gronk. I expect. I mean,
you
Gronk
knew Jules was going to be out for
games. But then he comes back, and I thought he's going to be a solid possession receiver.
You know, who did they have? The two.
Decker was here
not,
for a while.
No, not Decker. Not Decker.
Jordan Matthews.
No, the other guy.
We had one more. Corey Coleman.
No.
What the heck's his name? My point. Benny Fowler.
No, he had a hamstring, and he just never could get right.
Was he Nate with, Washington?
No, wasn't he with Buffalo?
Jordan Matthews?
Matthews.
I already said Jordan Matthews.
No?
Yeah, you said no to him.
No, not Matthews. I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. That's my point. So my point is that guy,
you've been hitting the head too many times.
Yeah, not a
maybe Jordan Matthews then.
No, they need it because I thought they replaced Danny Amendola with Edelman, so if anything, that's sort of an advantage year to year. They replaced Deion Lewis with Sony Michel. It's going to be different, but fine. That getting a production there. They replaced Brandon Cooks with nobody.
Yeah,
so,
You miss Cooks a lot.
Yeah.
That guy is a burner.
Well,
and you know, I think the thing that hurt Cooks was the Super Bowl, and sometimes the year that he was here, he would kind of fade away and just not be there.
There was the game that Gronk missed, and you're like, well, Cooks should be able to step up. Nothing.
Yeah.
He got shut down.
But he did
completely.
Make, you know, the Texans game. He had that crazy catch in the end zone. Great catch. You know, there was flash moments. And then in the Super Bowl, he gets KO'd out of that one.
Right.
And I think that was kind of like the Patriots like, well, I think we can not pay that guy top dollar.
See, that's where they Bill and the staff here failed was the offseason where they didn't replace Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you have to take a chance on a Josh Gordon because you're like, well, look, what else are we going to do?
I think coming into this season, they were really thinking we're going to load up in the running back position and we're just going to pound the ball. You know, play action, work the middle areas of the field because, you know, deep balls, deep passes down the field are not, it's not the Patriots offense. Like, it never really was. It was a lot of crossing intermediate routes, you know, move the ball quickly, get on the ball, you know, like just a very fast paced offense. Run the football. Then, you know, you lose a couple guys to injuries. You know, Rex was gone most of the year. So,
Jeremy Hill, Brady still brings him up. Like,
I mean,
he was a short yardage guy.
Really good, doing the preseason games. Like, he was a really, really good player. And I played against him, so I was like, yeah, he's strong. He's explosive.
Tough up the middle.
You know,
yeah.
Has good vision. So losing him hurts. And, you know, again, I just think that now it's a new season now. It's the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
You got to look at it a different – they're probably going to try and establish a running game.
But I just think
set up the play action pass. That's the game plan.
I think that all the teams that are still left in the playoffs, it seems like their best playmaker, let's say, outside of quarterback, like their best top guy is better than who the Patriots top guy is. Whether it's Keenan Allen, who you're going to see
Allen's
this week.
Really
he's awesome.
He's
you know,
really
T.Y.
good.
Hilton's awesome.
T.Y. is really good.
Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are both elite level guys.
Yeah.
NFC, same thing with Alvin Kamara and with Todd Gurley and with just go Michael Thomas, like down the line. Patriots don't really have that. Doesn't mean they can't beat the Chargers and win the next week. It just, I think Brady, you were asking, like, you know, what do you want, like a headache or he and Belichick? It's like, yeah, well, if the headache also comes with really top-end talent, you might have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that trade wouldn't necessarily happen. But
it wouldn't.
The talent that he has, and you think Antonio Brown's probably got 2 to 3 years of, you know, he's 30 years
probably,
old.
Probably, yeah.
You know, once you hit 32, 33, you start to slow down a little bit. And, you know, a guy like that, if it was from a different team and he had that much talent, that much, and he's $22 million against their cap, which is a lot.
It's a ton.
So you think about the cap issues that they're going to have next year, they're going to have to manage some stuff and figure out how to make a roster, you know, with the cap, they don't have $100 million in cap space.
Right.
Was Albert Haynesworth a problem when he was here?
No, he just didn't do anything.
But he wasn't
a problem on the field.
But yeah,
he wasn't an issue, a problem child.
He was a weird guy. He was just in his own little world and had his money and liked to, you know, the guy made half of what he
Redskins
got
deal,
his guarantee.
Right?
I mean, he was 100, but he got half. Whatever was guaranteed, he got half. So you know, it's just I think he came here and he just had nothing left, and like he had no motivation to play.
Ocho Cinco was the same year. Well, like, was he ever a distraction at all, or is he just like, here's a guy?
He just, I mean, he didn't really do much either. I think he caught like 6 balls that year.
Yeah,
so he wasn't really involved.
But he was active every week. I was always surprised by that.
Yeah,
he was active every single week. Didn't do a thing. Didn't play special teams.
But we didn't really do much.
Barely played. Didn't play.
Did we get to the Super Bowl that year? No. No, we lost. That was one of our down years, I think, with Ocho. We lost in the playoffs that year, I do believe.
See, I'll look that up. I thought you guys did make the Super Bowl that year.
I was trying to figure out.
I don't think he played in the Super
Bowl. A problem child that you played with. A guy who was disruptive, who you know, the veteran leadership here.
You know, he was on
here.
The 11 team.
Was he on the?
Yeah. I thought he had a catch in the Super Bowl, because that may have been a prop bet that I remember.
Okay.
That might have taken part in.
It goes to show you, I just like that. He didn't really make an impression that much. I mean, you think about New England.
Oh, he was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
But he made a lot of money here. I think $7 million that year, maybe.
Yeah. Oof. That's nuts.
You know, like $1 million
about
a catch.
Yeah, I was going to say about $1 million per reception, right? Money well spent, I would say.
You could look at his stats, you know. But
oh, it was nothing. He was terrible.
Those are when they do the accounting, they're like, geez, these are tough to write.
I'm curious, though, how they're going to handle this offseason. You said they've got to load up. You look at the salary cap situation here, and you know, you've got some big contracts, some big salary cap numbers for some guys who are a little older. You got a tight end who has been as good who has ever played the position, but sure doesn't look at this year.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what happened in the preseason here, and you know, he was potentially going to another team, and that kind of doesn't bode well for moving forward. You know, now they already tried.
I don't think he'll be here next year.
I think it's. I don't think that he'll be necessarily a Patriot. But on the flip side of that, you know, he said he's not going to play for another team. So I could see him walking away and doing, you know, something else.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Yeah, but
I do. Oh, just think, by the way, one catch, 21 yards.
One catch, 21 yards. One
pretty good.
Yeah.
Leading receiver in the Super Bowl that game was Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit different there. But, yeah, I think Gronk, it's just that might be the biggest difference, really, in the offense from year to year.
I think that makes a pretty substantial impact.
Oh, huge.
You know, like, I mean, that's – you're counting on a huge, huge, huge year, and – it's just, you know, I think he's dealing with something. He's getting older. We've all talked about it. But you hope that there's, okay, three games, right? And if you're not going to, if you're going to think about moving on and walking away and you got three games left of your career,
like yeah,
you just empty it and you say, I'm going to play as hard as I possibly can. I'm going to leave it all out there. And, you know, that's
did what, you think that way your last year when you were in the playoffs? Did you think,
or did you know it was going to be the end?
I mean,
because that was on your mind, right? I know you didn't do it immediately.
I just knew like this possibly could be,
yeah.
And then when we won, I was like, you know, like I played a long time.
Yeah,
played a long time. I've had a lot of plays, done a lot of cool stuff. You know, I definitely miss it. You know, I'm in the stands yesterday. I'm looking around and they do the flyover. I'm like, dude, I'm still jacked up right now.
Yeah, I want to get out there.
I need to get out of here, like get on the field. You know, but it's like, that's, I don't think that ever leaves you. But, you know, when you see, you know, for me, sometimes as a guy that kind of goes away on your own terms and you still feel great, you know, health-wise, which is it's a smart thing to do, to go out that way. You see some guys that they don't look so good and you're like, I could do better than that guy. You know, like,
yeah,
geez,
right.
Like, that looks terrible. That's a terrible player. That's a terrible, you know, but that's always a competitiveness in you. You know, as an athlete, you're always just watching, like, with a
but it's also
mind.
That guy that plays the extra year or two
looks
who
terrible.
Then is regretting it later on, too, or whatever. Yeah.
Then you look at him and you're like, was that the same guy?
Yeah.
You know, there's been guys that came in here. I mean, John Lynch came here for a cup of coffee.
Oh, that was
brutal.
And
you're like, oh. Or, you know, they
Adrian Wilson. I remember when he came in here, I was like, this guy's going to be
like,
great.
Wow, there's not. It just happens.
It's gone.
It happens that quickly, and it's instantly, and you can do as much as you want about lifting, and it's just your body breaks down. You know, you just start to become, you know, that guy that runs down the court at the YMCA, and his knees are still bent a little bit, and he's running. You're like, why are his knees bent?
Yeah.
He's got the double braces on.
Oh,
looks bad. Has to lube up with the freaking icy Hobbling. Hot.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing?
Not
why
good.
Are you doing this?
Takes a long time to get started.
Long time
to shut it down. My neighbor had a basketball hoop, right? Double knee replacement. He's like 68 years old, and he's shooting hoops by himself. I'm like, What are you doing?
He's like, you never know when their game's going to break out.
So then he had another knee replacement. I borrowed his hoop like 2 years ago. I never brought it back.
No, you don't need to.
I'm like, he doesn't need this.
Three knee replacements.
his wife said, could you come take the hoop away from him, please?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I kind of felt bad because I was like, can I borrow your hoop? I'm going to play some tips with my buddies. And I just, you know, I was like, Tony, you don't need this.
Get rid of it.
617.
I should bring it back to him.
Yeah, maybe now.
Maybe
now
he's feeling
listening.
Better. You know,
yeah. So. Knees are feeling pretty good.
Tony, love you, Tony.
The Patriots' march to Atlanta starts right here as they get ready to do battle with the Chargers. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, Rob Ninkovich is with us. John Tomasi writes about this on WEEI.com. And, you know, people are already trying to project out ahead. What's the weather going to be like Sunday at 1? Patriots host the Los Angeles Chargers. And John points out that there is a model from the Global Forecast System that is predicting a blizzard for Sunday at 1.
Snowball.
A blizzard.
Snowball.
A blizzard.
All of the forecasts are saying it's going to be cold.
Cold.
Temperatures
okay.
in the 20s, wind chills below that.
All right.
There's a couple who talk about the possibility of snow. There's this one that says a blizzard. Now,
what does that mean?
The National Weather Service said forget about it. It's too far out. Don't get all nervous about it. But I kind of like the idea of a blizzard here Sunday at 1.
I mean, where's the passing game? It's a blizzard. Run the football. Who's the better?
Although
the better
every time we
team?
Say
Chargers
that, Brady
can't.
throw and it's just a running game, who's going to run the ball better?
Well, let me ask you, who can stop the run better? Patriots had a stretch there where they could not stop the run at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a
and
tough
I was
one.
Against,
but
like,
they're
Jalen
from California,
Samuels.
So maybe be like snow.
They
like,
are.
Snowing. Oh, no.
Well, the team's from California. I always
not
say this every time.
I know.
But the
I
whole
know.
Team, like, they've
they're
got
yeah, there's guys that have probably yeah, played in snow before.
Like, we had earlier today, we had James White from Florida, Trey Flowers.
Well, at least played in Wisconsin, so.
Right. Trey Flowers is from, what, Alabama? Or
Arkansas. Guys that are from the South on this team, and they probably
hate it.
Yeah.
They're probably like, oh, my God, it's
my
freezing
wife
out here.
My wife hates the cold right now.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Did don't you like playing in the cold?
I didn't mind it.
Didn't bother you?
I mean, when you have those, like, they have the jet turbines going on the sidelines, and you have
you
a heated bench.
You guys can stay warm over there, yeah.
You can, when you go sit on the bench, you're completely fine. You're, like, in an 80-degree, like, really nice environment when you're on the bench. And then when you get up to go on the field, you know, do a spin around the turbine jet, you know, engine heater, complete twirl, you know, until you start to feel like you might set on fire, and then go out there. You're perfect.
Let it rip.
Like, you put your helmet in there, and it almost will melt your helmet, then you throw it on. It feels great.
Did you like playing in the snow?
Not really. I mean, it's fun. It's fun. It's like, you know, when you're a kid.
Cool.
Right, it looks cool yeah. to play in it, but, you know, really you have no traction. So
slows
you're slipping.
It way down, right?
You're really slow, and it's hard to tackle. You know, it's hard to tackle a guy that's got snow, and your hands are, gloves right. are all wet. You know, because the snow melts on you when you're laying in it, and it mm-hmm. on your hot body you start to get wet. So, the number one thing is ball security. So, who can hold on to the football? And I would say this: any wet condition, if you're traveling, you need leather gloves. Like, you can't wear the tacky rubber stuff. Like, that becomes like so slippery. It's like you have grease on your hands. You know, so you have to wear leather gloves, and you got to take off the molded cleats. You got to put 7 studs on. In the snow. So that's the one factor here. They're home. Like, oh, I'm going to put my 7 studs on.
They have everything they
you
need.
You travel possibly. From California. Yeah. I guarantee they don't travel with 7 studs for every single player. And, the Patriots do. They're prepared for any condition.
Right.
So
it's just
like,
another advantage.
It's just another advantage to like, hey, yeah. let's put on our 3/4 7 studs.
Right.
You know, and really try and get as much traction as you can. Because what the snow does with those molded cleats is it like compacts into your cleat and it just becomes like a complete slick.
Slippery, like a bowling
like
shoe.
You just like every, yeah, it's just a complete flat bottom and yeah. you have nothing. Like you just fall, you know.
Does it hurt more when you're playing in those conditions?
No, it actually doesn't because everything's slower. Impacts are slower because guys aren't moving as fast. You're not cutting as hard because you can't, obviously you can't have any grip. You can't gain the momentum to run fast. So all the collisions are.
So no snow, but freezing cold is where it hurts.
That's terrible because you have all the traction, but when it's really, really cold, everything's hard. So your helmet, you put your helmet, it's like concrete. You know, you put your shoulder pads on. Like, everything is just stiff, you know. It's just...
Yeah, because I think it's the wind and the rain which really affect things way
more. So when
more.
Your hands are a little bit cold and you have two helmets collide and your hand's in the middle of that, it's
Ow.
Very painful.
Yeah. Because Brady's had some crazy games in the snow.
He throws the ball great.
He's
in the
had some unbelievable snow games.
He does.
But
yeah,
then
in
gets,
Chicago, we had like a blizzard there.
Oh,
and
right.
We destroyed them. You know, my first game here, one of my first games here against Tennessee, I think it was like 50-something to 0, 56-0.
That was the coldest game I've ever been in. You're talking about the playoff game?
No,
here?
No, not
oh,
the playoff.
No,
I'm saying
no,
regular
no. season.
It was like,
season,
it was like October.
Yeah, just running it up on Jeff Fisher.
And it was Vince Young, I do believe, was playing for him, and it was just we just slaughtered him. But one of the coldest games was a playoff game. I can't remember
that was
Ravens?
Tennessee too.
No. Rob wasn't there for the Tennessee one.
That was before.
That was against Steve McNair. That was the week before. That was the coldest I've ever
been.
That was one of the coldest playoff games ever. That was the week before the Ty Law 3-pick game. That was that run when they played back to back co MVPs. But the Tennessee game was insanely cold. I think if it gets anywhere close, they'll put up the graphic this Sunday and they'll compare it to that game. Like, that's how cold it was.
Cold is tough. Like, really cold.
That's
like
just
when
so
it's
uncomfortable.
That,
yeah.
Because it's you're like when you're breathing, like your lungs get all like you have like a weird cough and it's just from breathing the cold air. You have like an automatic like it's like it automatically messes your lungs up from breathing that ice cold air. The
I just
whole
think
game.
The cold game. I think of when Tom Coughlin was up at Lambeau Field. And it looked like his face was going to melt off. I was like, "Oh my god, get that guy a mask!"
There was one up. I think it was Minnesota. They played outside because their dome wasn't ready yet.
Yeah,
and the game that they lost, I think, with the field goal. I think that was
the Blair
a really
Walsh
cold game.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, two helmets hit and, like, all the paint just almost, like, all the paint on just, the helmet just exploded.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
You know?
That's gross.
So we are rooting for a blizzard, is that it?
Yeah, what the hell?
I mean, it'd be
I like the
it'd
look
be
of it.
Fun.
It's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, actually, from my couch.
You know, it's not fun to watch a complete snow out game because it's just so much slower.
Oh, well, not only
I'm
that.
I'm saying it's fun. It's cool, like, environment. You know, it's there a was cool a, environment.
There was an Eagles game 2 years ago that, maybe it was 3 years ago now, you couldn't see the field. Remember that one?
Yes.
They were like, it was such a blizzard that on TV, you're like, I have no idea. You had no idea what the yards were. You could barely follow the football. It was awful. But yeah, you don't want it to get to the point where it's, they can only hand the ball off and run 3 yards.
That's,
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Like, those aren't
good
games.
No, that's
you know,
not
just
good.
Like hand the ball off or, you know, I think I wasn't here, but I think it was 2008 in Buffalo. I guess there was wind that was like the craziest wind ever, and you couldn't throw the ball, and if you couldn't kick the ball either. So like, it just everything was a running play.
Yeah,
and it just takes the whole
that sucks.
Like
yeah,
feeling of a playoff game. You want to have like two teams playing at their best, mm-hmm. you know. And
the famous snowball game here, which was at the old stadium, it looked great on TV, and it wasn't uncomfortable at all. It was pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
it wasn't freezing.
If it's
no.
like 32
game, right?
and the snow's coming down, it's not windy. Like,
yeah,
that's kinda
you
like
can handle that. It's cool.
You can handle that. But
which is what that was.
Right.
And it was actually kind of nice. It,
yeah.
It looked great on TV, I guess. I mean, I've looked at highlights.
But it is like...
Was yeah. throwing the snow up in the air.
Oh, that everybody. Was the Brewski game?
Yeah, that was cool.
But they also, like, you can tell, like, if a guy gets open and he runs, it's like he's running, trying not to fall. Like, it's one of those where it's not really what you're expecting. It well, is, everything's slowed down a little bit.
The advantage of an offensive player in that those conditions when it's really slippery,
yeah.
you know when you're going to cut. Like, you know. So it's like, okay.
Or you know
I'm
when you're going to try
route.
To cut.
You know when you're going to try to, like, so you can kind of, like, get yourself ready. But as a defender, you're just trying to like shadow a guy, and
yeah.
you're like, when's he gonna cut? When's he gonna run? You know, where's he going? And that's difficult because you're trying to always like keep up with or be right on them, and they're making their moves, so they slip too. But it's just you have an advantage on offense.
Does it negate any of the advantage of gigantic offensive linemen that you're going up against, where you're 40 pounds less than he is, but he can't get the traction that he needs, so that
yeah.
some of that advantage gets negated?
It works both ways because sometimes you don't have, like, you try to do a slip or, you know, try to rip inside or make a move inside of them, using terms that you guys wouldn't know about.
But, no idea what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you get to try to get inside a guy and, you know, when you're a big offensive lineman and it's snowy, like, you really just have to hold your arms open and just bear hug because the refs, you know, their whole game's changed too. Like, they're not really necessarily looking in on what a normal game would be because it's slower
right.
and there really isn't a passing game. So, like, those guys can just slow down and just, like, kind of bear hug you. And, you know, they hold every play. So, you
right.
know,
when it's, of course they
when
do.
When it's really bad conditions
yeah.
and you can't see that well, like, they're going to hold you even more.
Who's winning this weekend? Now, you have the right to change your picks. It's a long week, but we're not going to talk to you again before the game on Sunday. So do you have an early lean here?
The Patriots are going to win this game. So, and I say that because home game, 2 weeks in a row, you know, traveling across the country for the Chargers is not easy. You know, they can say like, oh, we anywhere, any place, any time, or whatever.
Yeah, they've had
right
a nice
now.
Little thing going. Put it on a T-shirt. That's great.
Yeah, it's
good
cool
for
motto.
Those guys.
But you know, it's a little different. The Patriots always are going to be the best prepared team, and you know, they had an extra week really to kind of recover and get their bodies right. And you hope that game that you just played against the Ravens kind of, you know, nicked a couple guys up. I even think
Rivers got hit a few times.
Yeah,
pretty good.
So you think like, okay, he's a little sore. It's going to take a few days to recover. Then they got to travel, you know, flying across the country. You get dehydrated. I think that's why they're probably coming in on Friday to try.
Don't you just assume that the four teams that had byes last weekend have a gigantic advantage this week?
Except for the Colts.
Advantage, but I think
Except for Kansas City.
I think the Colts beat the Chiefs.
I think the Colts are rolling right now. Like, they just have a good, like, momentum to, like, their offense is rolling. Their defense looks good. Some teams, the bye can hurt you. And, you know, like, I think the Patriots, the bye helps because you're getting guys healthy. And they're such a prepared team and they prepare so well. But, like, the Colts, I think a bye for them would have hurt them because they're just kind of rolling right now.
Yeah.
And then just like get us to the next game. Get us to the next game. We're going to keep chugging along.
Good to see you. I'm sorry you didn't get much sleep last night.
I'll be okay.
You're more fun this way, though.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm Dale. Good. He's Rich. That's just right. In case it comes up later
so
on.
Sorry.
I was an apology.
No, I'm sorry.
Rob Ninkovich with us. We'll be back and get to your call. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.